Bible marking is another is the reason for this code that I have here. When you come to a Bible study, it makes a very good impression if you come with only the Bible, because that will prove to your Bible student that you're actually studying the Bible. You know, when the Jehovah's Witnesses come home to you, how many of you have ever studied with the Jehovah's Witnesses? Okay. If they come home to you, what do they do? Do they usually study the Bible? Maybe there are some that do. But at least my experience with them is that you have their little yellow book that you go through and you study. You have their newspapers and you read what the newspaper says, and then you ask questions about what the newspaper says. Maybe sometimes you look up a word in the Bible. But this is something that we as Adventists do not have to do, because our doctrines are brought from the Bible. And so we can use the Bible only as we present. But then we need to mark our Bibles so we know which text to use. And as you can see in my Bible here, I've marked in the beginning the Bible studies. This is actually not the one I'm using as my regular Bible study, so I don't have a Bible study Bible, so I don't have all of the Bible studies marked here. But in the one that we used when I went to Arise, and the one I used when I study in Swedish, in my Swedish Bible, I have them all marked out. And all of these texts are written there. And they're written in the beginning, but also as I go on, so I don't have to go back here all the time, then I mark it in the margin. I don't know if you see here in the margin. Does your Bible have margins? Yeah. So in the margin, you put these codes, because it's too much to write the Sabbath everywhere. So I just put SB as Sabbath. And that's the code. So in the margin, I put the code. And then I put on the first Bible text, I put where I'm going. So this is the Word of God study, WG, that's the Word of God study. And so the first text in the Word of God study is 2 Timothy 3:16. So in 2 Timothy 3:16, this is what I see in the margin. You understand? So in the margin, it says 2 Peter 1:19 to 20. So then I know, when we read this text, then I go to 2 Peter 1:19 to 20. And when I get to 2 Peter 19 to 20, it's also helpful for me to know where I came from and where I'm going. So therefore I have the WG here, and then I have the 2 Timothy 3:16 as where I came from. And then I have a line, and underneath I put the next text. That's John 14:29. And so in this way, I know where I came from and where I'm going. And so I just continue like that. From the next text, then I have where I came from and where I'm going all the time. So in this way, you can just use your Bible text and you just look up the Bible text, and people will be like, oh, you get everything from the Bible. So that's a very, very positive impression when you give Bible studies. There was one woman that told me that she heard that, oh, Ellen White is like, that Adventists get everything they believe from Ellen White, and that she's their Bible. And then I asked her, so what did you think about that? And she said, well, that's not what my experience has been as I've come to these Bible studies, because we've studied the Bible. We haven't studied her writings. And so that's the impression you want to give. Anything else about Bible marking? Yeah, usually I also write illustration pointers so that I remember which illustration am I going to use at this text. And then you write also, you write the appeal out there so that you can look at it.